Bhagavad Lila, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees, Liberation of Manigriva and Nalakubara. Prichit Maharaj was curious as to how the opulent sons of Kubera became the object of Narada's anger and curse. Shukadeva related the history. Kubera's sons were Shiva Bhaktas and his personal associates, and they were proud of this. Because they were the associates of Lord Shiva allowed them to roam around his personal gardens at Mount Kailash on the banks of the Mandakini. They would drink Varuni beverage and associate with young women in an intoxicated state. They entered the waters of the Mandakini Ganga, and they enjoyed with these young girls amidst the lotus flowers. Devarshi Narada walked by one day, and he saw them. He could understand their degraded situation. The naked girls, demigoddesses, swargadevis, they became ashamed and tried to cover themselves when they saw Narada. But the sons of Kubera were shameless, didn't even care for Narada, and they remained standing naked and intoxicated. Narada gave them a special curse, which was a benediction curse. Narada Muni said, "Among all the attractions of material enjoyment, the attraction of wealth bewilders one's intelligence more than having beautiful bodily features. Wealth intoxicates one more than taking birth in an aristocratic family, and intoxicates one more than being very vastly learned. Even if one is uneducated, but if he's falsely proud of his wealth, he uses his money to enjoy wine, women, and gambling. Rascals who are falsely proud of their wealth, aristocratic birth, are so cruel that for the sake of their perishable bodies, they kill poor animals without mercy. Indeed, they sometimes kill animals simply for entertainment. One may be very proud of his body, thinking himself to be a very important man, a president, prime minister, demigod, or whatever he may be. But after death, his body will transform into stool or ashes. To whom does his body actually belong? After all, it is produced from material nature. And after death, it once again merges into the elements. Therefore, the body is the common property of everyone. Who else but a rascal would maintain his body by the sinful act of killing animals? Fools are proud of their wealth, never see things as they are. Returning to poverty is the proper treatment to restore their vision of reality. At least a poor man realizes the miseries of material existence and does not wish such a pitiable condition upon anyone else. One who has been pinpricked and knows the pain of it would not wish others to be pricked by a pin. But one who has never experienced this pain of being stuck by a pin cannot understand this. A poverty-stricken man has to work hard to maintain himself, and he becomes satisfied with whatever comes by the mercy of God. His austere life purifies him and frees him of false pride and false ego. Being hungry for want of sufficient food, a poor man becomes weak and his senses reduced in their impulse. Therefore, he's less inclined to perform harmful, envious activities. Saintly persons can very easily associate with those who are poor, but the rich are difficult to meet. A poor person easily can become disinterested in material desires and take up spiritual life. Chaturvida bhajante mam jana sukriti arjuna arto artarthi jignasura bharata bharatashabha gyanita bharatashabha. That verse is there in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7:16, describing the four types of materially motivated bhaktas that exhibit four kinds of mixed bhakti. Chaturvida bhajante mam jana sukritin arjuna harto jignasur artarti gyanicha bharatarshaba. O Arjuna, there are four types of pious men who come to me and perform my bhajan. The artha, distressed, the inquisitive, jigyasu, the seeker of wealth, artarti, and the man of wisdom, the man in knowledge, gyani. Because, Narada Muni continues, Nalukavara and Manigriva, you become so fallen that you're already living like trees standing naked in the sky. You should actually receive tree bodies as a proper punishment for your sinful display of pride. Nevertheless, by my mercy, you'll remember your past sinful activities, and by my special favor, after 100 celestial years, you'll be able to see God face to face and revive your real position as devotees. Narada's cursing the Kuvera's sons was a blessing to cure the material disease of blindness. Narada returned to his ashram, Narayan Ashram, and then Nalukuvara and Manigriva appeared in Gokul in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, or nearby the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj's palace. They appeared as trees, Arjuna trees. Krishna began slowly dragging the wooden grinding mortar to which he was bound, and he said while he was going, I have nothing to do with these sons of Kuvera. But Devarshi Narad is my very dear devotee, because he wanted me to liberate them, I must do so. From this story, we can easily understand that if one seeks the favor of a pure devotee, it is much more effective than trying to achieve Krishna's mercy directly. Krishna entered between the two Arjuna trees, and the big mortar turned sideways and became stuck. Krishna pulled with such great force that the two trees fell to the ground, uprooted, making a crashing sound. This is the Damodar Leela. Immediately from those two fallen trees, a pair of effulgent, illuminating personalities appeared. They bowed their head and offered obeisances to Krishna and said, My dear Lord, you are the supreme controller, and it is you who exist before the creation. Therefore, who trapped inside a body of material qualities in this world can understand you? We simply offer our respectful obeisances unto you. O Supreme Lord, we are always servants of your servants, especially Narada Muni. Now, give us permission to return to our home. By the grace of Narad, we are seeing you face to face. May all our words describe your leelas. May our ears engage in listening to your glories, Uttama Shloka. May our hands and legs perform actions that are pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. Still, being bound by the ropes of the gopis, Krishna broadly smiled and replied to Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. The great saint Narad is very merciful. By his curse, he has shown you brothers the greatest favor. I knew all of these events from the very beginning. When a person is face to face with the sun, there is no longer any darkness. When one is face to face with a devotee who is fully surrendered to God, he is no longer subject to material bondage. O Nalukuvara Manigriva, you may now return to your home because you desire to be always absorbed in my devotion. That desire will be fulfilled and you will never again fall from that platform. Then Nalukuvara and Manigriva circumambulated Krishna and offered obeisances, and taking his permission, they departed. Srila Thakura Bhaktivinoda explains that this liberation of the Yamala Arjuna trees represents some anarthas and some obstacles that may be within us to Braja Bhajan and the execution of pure devotional service in the mood of the Braja Gopis. Chinarapi suni chena tarori vasahishana amanina amanidena kirtaniya sadahari. One should think of oneself as lower than a straw on the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respects to others and not expect respect for himself in return. In such a humble state of mind, one may chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So the sons of Kubera, the treasure of the demigods, the world bank of the demigods, Nala Kuvera Manigriva, they're exhibiting qualities which we may all have to some extent, or lesser or greater extent. They're exhibiting pride and arrogance, which were created because of their high birth and their wealth. And as a result, it produced some envy or hatred towards others. They thought they were special. They thought they were different. They thought they were independent. They thought they were like independent of anyone, and therefore they didn't show any proper behavior towards others. As a result of this pride and arrogance, one engages in debauchery, drinking, offensive speech, and cruelty toward other living entities due to his unkindness and shamelessness and loose speech. These particular anarthas may be within us, and we can pray to Krishna that whatever Nala Kuvera-like qualities or pride and arrogance we have, or wealth, or our beauty, or so-called high birth, that will be completely removed from our consciousness, and we become truly humble, submissive, and surrendered devotees, always absorbed in the mood of being a servant of the servant of the servant, and trying at every moment to serve the Vaishnavas and to show compassion and kindness to all living entities by distributing Krishna consciousness to them. Jiva Doya, Vaishnav Seva Namruchi, Sri Damodara Bandhan Lila Ki Jai.